Rabbi, we must hurry and begin an emergency collection from everyone in this shtetl. And we must appeal to our fellow Jews in all the nearby cities and towns for help. We have no other choice.
Rabbi, I'm not so sure would be wise to pay this ransom like Mayor suggests.
What is he talking about?
Please, everyone, let him finish.
Rabbi, if we do pay the money to the Count, what will stop him or anyone else from stealing our Sifrei Torah again? Or maybe doing something even worse, just in order to force us into paying a large ransom?
Yitzchok is right. Don't you remember the story of Rav Meir Mirutenberg, the Maram, who was kidnapped for ransom? Just like our Sifrei Torah. And he would not allow the Jews of his city to pay for his freedom. He remained a prisoner for the rest of his life, only because he did not want the Rishoyim to think they could get ransom whenever they wanted to. But there must be something else that we could do.
Rebbe, I have an idea. Perhaps I and some of the younger men from our town could make our way secretly into the castle and take the Sifrei Torah by force.
Absolutely not, Yochanan. The Count is a dangerous man, and he is well protected by soldiers. It would be a great sakono to try to use force. I will not allow it.
Rabbi, it appears that we have no other choice but to appeal to our dear friend, the Duke.
But Mayor, do you forget that the Count is the brother of the Duke? Surely the Duke would not help.
No, Yitzchok. I believe that Mayor is right. The Duke has always been a true friend of the Jews, and I believe he will help us in any way he can. Let us find out where he has gone so that we can send him a message informing him of his brother's treachery. Yitzchok, take a quill and write as I speak. Wait, who could that be? Shimon, my son. I'm afraid it will have to wait till later. We are in the midst of an important meeting.
But father, we've just received terrible, terrible news. Duke Alexander is dead.
The Duke is dead, Zayt? But Mr. Friedman, you said the Duke had gone on a hunting expedition.
I only said he...
But Zadie, if the Duke is dead, who will help the Jews?
Now, Kinderle, remember you promised you'd be patient. Let me continue with this story and everything will be explained. Now, just a few hours after Borzov left the castle, with the crown carefully hidden in his sack, Count Nicholas ordered his royal guard to gather in full armor in the courtyard of the castle.
Soldiers of the Royal Guard, you must go this hour on a vital mission to avenge the innocent blood of my dear brother, our master, the Duke of Aldania, who has been brutally murdered in cold blood. Yes, he has been killed by Borisov and his gang of thieves, and the golden crown was taken from his head.
Count Nicholas, just tell us where we may find this evil Borisov, and we shall ride immediately.
You will find Borisov and his men in the forest of Petrovsk. But remember this. Kill Borisov and his men on sight. He is a powerful man, and you'll never be able to take him prisoner. And one more thing. Be absolutely sure that you bring me back the golden crown. Now be off. I return to my chambers to mourn the untimely loss of my beloved brother.
We vow to bring the cruel murderer to justice this day. Men, forward to the forest of Petrovsk.